Back when migrants were pouring into Europe, a Hungarian TV camerawoman was caught on video tripping a Syrian refugee and his son as they scrambled across the border between Hungary and Serbia. That video went viral. The woman lost her job, and the man she kicked, well, his life has also changed drastically since then. Reporter Lauren Freire caught up with him in Spain, where he's been granted asylum.
Last September, Miguel Ángel Galán was working in his office south of Madrid when he happened to glance up at the TV and first laid eyes on Osama Abdul Mohsen being tripped by a Hungarian TV camerawoman.
Me produjo repugnancia hacia la periodista.
It made me so angry, I started searching the internet, he says. I found out he was a soccer coach back home in Syria, and that's the moment when I realized I might be able to help. Galán runs Tenafe Academy, the biggest soccer coaching school in Europe, which was looking for someone to boost its ties with Arab coaches. He started working the phones, finally reached Abdul Mohsen in Germany, and offered him a job. Weeks later, he was here with two of his sons, aged 17 and 8.
I'm very happy. Very, very happy. Thank you for you.
They've become local celebrities and got to meet their idol, soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Abdul Mohsen and his sons now live in a furnished apartment paid for by the soccer academy.
I think first maybe a joke, but another telephone, your job and your house and anything, just come here. That is better for my future.
He says he rarely thinks about Petra Laszlo, the Hungarian camerawoman, who has since apologized for tripping him.
I don't know, but I think this woman don't like refugees.
The whole journey was traumatic. Abdul Mohsen says his youngest son, Zaid, still cries every night.
That's very small. He need mama always. Mm. In night, when you sleep, Papa, I need mama. It's very, very, very difficult.
Abdul Mohsen's wife and two other children are stuck in Turkey. Spain won't grant them asylum without papers that they haven't been able to get from the Syrian embassy. Abdul Mohsen says he's grateful for Spain's hospitality, but if he can't be reunited with his family, they might have to go elsewhere.
I hope Washington, New York, Chicago, direct I go. Yes.
For now, though, this 52-year-old man is adapting to life here and learning to cook.
I asked my wife, and he called me, take this chicken and I cooking. Try yes, try.
Is he a good cook?
Yes, if he need.
His son Mohammed says he's not a bad cook, actually. The boys are learning Spanish. They all go to Mohammed's soccer practice together. His dad is the coach, of course.
Pase corta, pase largo.
Short pass, long pass, run. Abdul Mohsen knows the most important Spanish words here, he says, laughing, and heads back out onto the field, his one real refuge, where language doesn't matter. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Getafe, Spain.